They work in an environment where all you can do is just live your life as a witness. You don't have nobody there to agree with you in prayer. But one thing about it, Sunday's always coming. Amen?
Right.
So if you get to the house of the Lord, you're going to find somebody there that'll agree with you. So it's good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. And I welcome all of you all. God is doing something awesome. Hopefully everybody got a Sunday handout. I know they haven't been looking too good lately, but I've been trying to do them, and Pastor Laverne set up a thing on Google. I know nothing about Google, except when I want to get on there and research something. But as far as the program itself, I haven't learned the system yet. But anyway, you've got all the information you need. You know, sometimes it's like the messenger. The messenger may not look that good. They may not have it all together. But if they get the message to you, that's the only thing that matters.
Right?
So go over the Sunday handout this morning and look at everything that's coming up. And one thing that's coming up is camp meeting.
Amen.
So camp meeting is on its way. And I just want to read something real quick about camp meeting. When Pastor and first started talking about it back in the 1st of May, and they told me it was about homecoming, I got to thinking about it that afternoon. And so I wrote a little poem-like thing for camp meeting. So when you think about camp meeting, you think about family. You think about all the family coming together and things happening. So it's homecoming time. Get the word out. It's homecoming time. Tell your family and tell your neighbors, all the saints are coming together. We will sing songs of praise as we worship the Lord. The word will come forth with power at the appointed hour. Souls will be saved. Bodies will be healed. As with the Holy Spirit, we are filled. Let's all join hands and agree as one. This will be a time of heaven on earth as God's word is revealed. It's homecoming time, so put out the call that Jesus is still Lord of all. Amen. So homecoming time is coming. Glory to God. So we're getting excited about that. So just look over the Sunday handout and read it. And the pastor's going to send their love to you today. And we're just believing for mighty things to happen. Mighty things are happening. The word of God is working mightily in you as a body for such a time as this. Amen. And Brother Tim's going to come up and read a verse of scripture, and we will see what the Holy Ghost wants to do today. Amen.
Good morning. I may be a little hot here. I may be a lot hot. I have received an email from Sister Laverne, and she said, Brother Tim, she said that I was reading the other day, and she said, there is a scripture that just got me, and she says, I just wanted to share it with you. So I thought it was a good one to share with the congregation today, and it's Psalms chapter 30. I will extol you, O Lord, for you have lifted me up and have not let my foes rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cried out to you, and you healed me. O Lord, you brought my soul up from the grave. You have kept me alive that I should not go down to the pit. Sing praise to the Lord, you saints of His, and give thanks at the remembrance of His holy name. For His anger is but for a moment. And sometimes we need to remember that. For His anger is but for a moment. His favor is for a life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. In Sister Laverne's Bible, she wanted to bring this out because the word endure means to lodge as a guest. Now, folks, we've all had those relatives who come to stay at our house, and we think, oh, I wish you had lodged someplace else. We've had those guests that come to our house, and they lodge, and we are eager to send them on their way the next morning. That is what this scripture is saying. When it says endure, it's for a temporary time. In the morning, they got to go. So you remember that the next time something comes upon you. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Now in my prosperity, I said, I shall never be moved. Lord, by your favor, you have made my mountain stand strong. You hid your face, and I was troubled. I cried out to you, O Lord, And to the Lord I made supplication. What profit is there in my blood? Will I go down to the pit? Will the dust praise you? Will it declare your truth? Hear, O Lord, and have mercy on me. Lord, be my helper. You have turned for me my mourning into dancing. You have put off my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praise to you and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks to you forever. Psalms 30. Just this morning, before we do anything else, I just want you to give the Lord a hand clap of praise. What do you say? For he is indeed worthy. We praise our Lord and we thank him. And today is the day that he has made for us to come into his house, be filled with the joy that he has provided for us, and lift his name on high. Because you know what? If we can't do that, our filler is broken. Because he is always present. We need to thank him. Do we have our prayer list today? Okay. This service is going to be a little different, a little out of order by what some may consider normal. But if you've been here more than a couple weeks, you know this church is not normal. We believe the Word of God. Where is the blanket? We have pastor's blanket here today. And when we go to the Lord in prayer, I'm going to ask some of you folks to come up and we're going to pray over this blanket. We're going to anoint it with oil. The Bible says, if there be any sick among you, call for the elders of the church, have them come up, anoint it with oil, and they will be saved. You know what? I believe in the Word of God. We're going to anoint this blanket. And guess what? Folks, we know it's not us doing anything. It is God Almighty. Because we can't heal a gnat with a headache. But God can do anything. So when we list these prayer requests, I'm going to have some, Bob, if you don't mind, Lydie, Ricardo, Shirley, wherever Shirley went, there she is. We're going to have you all come up, and we're going to pray over this blanket. And the rest of you, I'll ask you to hold your hands up if you believe that God can heal. If you believe that the God that we read about in the Bible is still the God we serve today, then I want you to hold your hand up towards this. And we're going to have ask God to touch him. This is the blanket he uses every day. On our prayer requests, we're going to pray for Monica McKellion. Okay, for healing. Linda Hayes, she's a friend of ours. She's our president of the Christian Motorcycle Chapter in Campbellsville. She went down in a motorcycle accident yesterday. We thank God that she has some road rash, but nothing major was broken. So we're going to pray for Linda Hayes for healing. Easton Hensley for healing. Jennifer Grimes and the boys. Doug Babcock for healing. They have shingles, which is an extremely painful disease. Corda Burgess for healing. And Wanda Carnes for surgery. Folks, we all have people that we want God to touch. Just lift your hand if you have a prayer request today. God knows what it is. Lift those hands up. How about unsaved loved ones? We all have them. Where's the oil at? Who? Joey Hatcher, okay. And we've got a friend named June who also has to have surgery similar because the tumor is restricting her bodily functions. We'll leave it at that. Folks, again, we serve a healing God.
Amen.
No, she's just... Okay. Let me put that on your hand. We're all going to lay hands on this. Let me get that again. We're going to make sure we hit this thing. As we go to the Lord in prayer, folks, I'm going to ask that you lift your hands this way. Heavenly Father, Lord, we pray for our pastor. Lord, we pray that you will move in a mighty way. Not that we can do anything, but our prayer of faith will move, Lord. And we ask you, as the pastor receives this healing through this blanket, Lord, he will know it came from you. Father, we can do nothing, but look around here, Lord. These people have faith. We have faith that when we anoint and we pray a prayer of faith, Lord, that you will hear our prayer. Touch our pastor, Lord. Touch him as he receives this. It will come from the Lord. And Father, all those who are on this prayer list and every hand that was lifted for those who are not only sick, Lord, but those who are lost, Father, we ask that you move in a mighty way today. That you will move and touch the hearts and minds of the people. You'll touch their bodies and bring forth healing. But most of all, you'll bring forth salvation through the blood of Jesus Christ, which was shed for our sins. We praise you, Lord, and we thank you. We ask that you move now. Move in a mighty way and take complete control of this service today. Father, we ask you, be in this place. Move in a mighty way that we will once again see the power of God move mightily. Father, we know that you are the same God that we have read about in the Bible, but sometimes our faith has hindered you. Lord, help us with our unbelief. Show yourself mighty. Let the Spirit of God take control of this service today, and it's all in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Thank you all. I am going to get out of the way and let the prayer team do their job. You thought you were going to sit down. Get back up. It's the military. What can I say? All right. Hope you all can praise with us today.
Amen. Church, I'm standing up if you want to. If you want to stay seated, stay seated. But regardless of how you stand or sit, God is in this house. Amen. Amen.
Brothers,
believe that we're different yet the same. I believe we're two or more gathered. He's in the midst, he's taking away the shame. I believe we can say to the mountains, we root it up and cast it to the sea. I believe when we pray without doubting, the lame will walk and the blind are gonna see. From
Christian, amen?
Amen.
Well, that's the first place you start. You got to believe that Jesus died and rose again, amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's a good thing. Because if he hadn't done all that, where would we be? It's called L-O-S-T. It's lost. It's where
amen.
We would be at.
That's true.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know, one of these days, I'm going to learn how to preach. Hey, that's the truth. That's the truth. I'm going to tell you what. What I think my problem is right now with me preaching a sermon is that sometimes I get my context. I don't know how to say exactly what I want to say. You know what I'm saying? But you know what I've also learned in just a little while that I've been dealing with this is that God will take care of it. Amen? Eventually it'll come to pass. Amen? That's exactly right. I'm going to tell y'all something else that I done this week that was day before yesterday? Or was it yesterday? When I bring Dad home. Well, anyway, I brought Dad home. He's been home 2 days now. And I'm going to tell you what. For a month, I hadn't seen him smile. And we rode down the road laughing. And I'm going to tell you what a great feeling that was. I mean, comes in the morning. Hallelujah. And I'm going to tell you this right here now. I don't know if I could endure what this man has been through in the last 5 years, let alone what he's endured all his life. The devil is not going to win.
Amen.
I promise you that. He don't know how stubborn Dad is. That's just... He's got the fight. He's got the grace of God. And he's got the authority over the devil. But so does you. You have all the same thing. Because you know, the book of Ephesians reads that. It tells us all what we got. All we got to do is take the time to understand it. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Go ahead, brother. Thank you. my Nana, which is Laverne to many of you all in here, or which is pastor to many of you all in here as well. This song I'm getting ready to sing next is undoubtedly one of the songs that she stood on for a long time. She and I learned this song a long time ago, when I actually, just a little after I first started singing with you guys on the praise and worship team. And so many times when we've had trauma in this church, that she'd pull this song out and she would dare y'all to believe, amen? She would dare each individual to believe that you will overcome the problems that you're having or had. So here's to you, Mom, because miracles do happen. Amen?
Amen.
I dare to believe.
got something. I like the book of Ephesians. It's blessed me in so many ways. And the writer knew what he was doing when he wrote this book. I want to read a little bit about what God has given us.
Hey, I can't hear you.
I'm sorry.
I guess because it took me so long to get it. It took me a lot longer than some to really come to grips with reality. And when I understood, I really hit the bottom and understood what I was without Christ. I mean, all I could do was just like, wow. You know, without Christ, nothing matters. Nothing. I don't care how much money you got. I don't care what kind of house you live in. I don't care what you do. I don't care how good a person you are. You could be the best man that's ever walked the face of this earth. But without Christ, it don't matter. Bottom line.
Amen.
Just bottom line.
Amen.
And, I'm around people every day. And I do my best to let the light of God shine through me so it will reflect. Because if I can do that, just maybe, if this person is not saved, just maybe he'll get the picture. Just maybe. There's a lot of people that I know that are not saved. And you know what? There's a lot of people I know that claim to be saved and ain't saved. Oh, well, there's a lot of people I know that walk into church every Sunday and go through their routine or their ritual, if you will, but they don't have Christ in their heart. And that's the first place he's got to be, is in your heart. Because if he's not, it ain't worth nothing. Bottom line. But anyway, the book of Ephesians helps me. And I'm going to start right here. It's the fourth chapter, and it's in verse number 7. It says, "But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gifts." Now, I'm going to tell you what. It took me a long time to understand. And if you read this, it'll tell you exactly what the measure is. But I've read it, and I've read it, and I've read it. I never understood. I never grabbed that. You know, sometimes that OB got to sting you before you holler, ouch. That's right. But anyway, and let me go on. And verse 8 says, "Therefore he says," he meaning who? Anyway, "when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men." He did. He gave me a gift.
Amen.
I didn't deserve it. I'm not worthy to give it to myself. He did. Now this, he ascended. What does it mean? But that he also first descended into the lowest part of the earth. So in other words, I serve a God. Not only did he die, but he went to hell for me. Bottom line, he went and got the keys to the kingdom so that one day I'll be in glory with him. Hallelujah. But one of these days, Brother Tim, I'm going to have to preach this so I can get somebody's attention. Amen, brother. Just one of these days. You know, I train a racehorse. And I love doing that. I sing. I do a lot of that too. I love doing that too. But you want me to tell you the greatest gift in this world that God's given me is the ability to be saved. Regardless, all that other stuff is for Him, but it don't matter unless I'm saved. Bottom line, I love the fact that no matter what I'm going through, no matter what I've got, when it comes down to the end of the day, I can look up to heaven and say, thank you, God, because I know if I close these eyes right now and leave this world, I'm on my way to heaven. That's what matters. Amen. Because this old soul would be lost if God hadn't done just what I read about. One of these days, Brother Tim, I'm going to learn how to preach this. He descended into also... let me rephrase that. He who descended is also the one who ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. And he himself gave some to be apostles. He gave some prophets, some evangelists. And these are the gifts, guys. And some pastors and teachers. And he equipped us all. He equipped all the saints for the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Now let me repeat that too. He equipped of the saints for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. In other words, just because he gave you that gift don't give you no right to sit back and just hoard it. You got to go share it. We got to go out here and talk to the people and say, hey, look what God done for me. And he'll do the same thing for you. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, anyway. I remember they used to sing a song in this church. Look what the Lord has done. I never did understand that till I read this. He said, he healed my body. He crushed my mind. He saved me. It was right on time. I'm going to praise. Hallelujah. Can you believe that? I remember that. He's evermore the same. Oh, yeah. Come on and praise him. Look what the Lord has done. Now, I was bound by sin and something outside. Something. I don't know it all, but still. I like it. Hey, put the words up, bro. Let's sing it. Please do. Let's do that. That sounds pretty good to me. What about y'all? Hallelujah. Ain't God good? All the time. All the time. You know, it's an awesome thing. It's an awesome thing to be saved and to walk in here. To walk in here. Knowing that God lives here. For the simple fact. For the simple fact that I've been a lot of places God wouldn't. And a lot of churches God wouldn't. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, look what the Lord has done. So look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me, it was just in time. I'm gonna praise his name. He's evermore the same. Oh yes, come on and praise him. Look what the Lord has done. Man, sitting outside the gate, begging arms of those who enter in. Well, Peter and John came upon him as the lamb was expecting. Have I none, but such as I have, I give it unto thee. That's when the Spirit hit the lame man and he lived to his seat, crying, look what the Lord done for me. Well, look what the Lord has done. Then look what the Lord has done. He healed my body, he touched my mind, he saved me with just in time. I'm gonna praise his name. He's evermore the same. Oh yes, come on and praise him. Look what the Lord has done. Bound by the chain of darkness and sin, I had no hope and no peace of mind. Well, my sins were scarlet. He washed them white as snow and he opened up my blinded eyes. Well, my soul can rejoice. I made him a choice. I've got the peace and everything I need. Now my name is written down. He's the Lamb of Delight. Can't you see what the Lord done for me?
Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body, he touched my mind, he saved me, but just in time. Oh, to praise his name, he's evermore the same. Oh yes, come on and praise him. Look what the Lord has done.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Woo.
Yes, Lord. You know, I was just telling this man right here this morning. I told Schoolboy, I said, Schoolboy. Well, that's what I call him. That's who he is. He looks like a schoolboy, but anyway. I said, Schoolboy, I sang a song the other day. I said, and I really didn't understand the meaning or that it was that good of a song until I learned what it was all about. You know what? We just got to take time and learn what God is all about. Because he's that good too. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Let the praises ring, good boy. Hallelujah. Yes. What about a new life? Yes.
Oh Lord my God, in you I put my trust. Oh Lord my God, in you I put my hope. Oh Lord my God, in you I put my trust. Oh Lord my God, in you I put
I'm going to do one more, and then I'll sit down. Well, I tell you what, Brother, Sister Jody, I married to a military man. I don't know how you put up with that. I'm just saying. Hallelujah, man. Go ahead, guys. Our God is greater. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Woo!
Angels of God.
Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God,
thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
And that is what I love about this church, is that we allow God to be God. We don't rush things. We let the Spirit move freely. Praise be to God. We're going to actually take communion before we release the children today. It's kind of turning things up a little bit, kind of doing things a little different. But you know what? We don't want to get into a habit. We want to do things according to God's will. We want to do things in an orderly fashion, but at the same time, let's not get in a rut. So we're going to take communion this morning. Danny, if you could go ahead and... Before we do, I want to go... I mean, you can go ahead and come forward. I'm going to read from you from the book of Corinthians. And you've heard it many times. Many times during communion, however, part of it gets left